Luke 19. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus. In Jesus' name, beloved of God. He was a short man. And he did not have a lot of friends. But things could have been worse. At least he was healthy. He did not have leprosy. He was not demon-possessed, blind, deaf, or lame. And besides that, he was rich. But that was part of his problem. He had become rich collecting taxes for the Romans. Of course, this was not sinful in itself, but idolizing wealth and using your position to cheat your fellow countrymen or anyone out of their money is sinful. And so as his purse became full, his life became empty and hollow. We don't know exactly why he wanted to see Jesus, whether he was just curious or whether he had seen and heard Jesus before, or whether he had just heard about him. Perhaps God did not cause Luke to go into these questions so that we could better focus on the center of the account. Jesus. Jesus on his way to Jerusalem to suffer and die for the sins of the world. Jesus on the journey that we undertake in heart and mind every spring. The journey to the cross. Something drew Zacchaeus to climb a sycamore tree that day in Jericho in order to see Jesus. But the most important thing really turned out to be not Zacchaeus seeing Jesus, but Jesus seeing Zacchaeus. We don't know at what point Zacchaeus first got a glimpse of Jesus. But when Jesus saw Zacchaeus, he called him down and called him to forgiveness and called him to tell him that he must stay at Zacchaeus' house that night. Zacchaeus got more perhaps than he bargained for. He was used to bargaining. Because he received that day the twofold righteousness of God, which filled up his empty life. In fact, this righteousness of God gave him new life, new strength, new vision, and new perspective. This twofold righteousness which Zacchaeus received is also what makes the season of Lent a blessed time of the year for us. The first part of this righteousness is entirely outside of us. We do not do a thing to receive it. We're like the sidewalk receiving the rain. That's how it was for Zacchaeus. He did not invite Jesus into his life. Jesus invited himself. Jesus saw the need and he took care of it. So he also saw our needs. He saw how human learning and accomplishments are so much window dressing, and that inside we were all far short of his glory, and plenty of times our shortness showed. Then Jesus came, and while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He lived a righteous life for us. He pleased Almighty God for us. He suffered all the penalties for us. And he was buried for us. All without us, he settled our account with God and gave us his righteousness. This is what we see again in Lent as we follow him to glory and the grave. But while that righteousness is accomplished outside of us already, and while that righteousness of Christ's doing gives us forgiveness and heavenly peace, He does not stop there. A second kind of righteousness is also worked in us, and we see that in Zacchaeus too. This righteousness does not earn any reward of heavenly peace, or the reward would have to be incomplete because this second kind of righteousness is not perfect. This is the righteousness worked in us, and it's the result of the righteousness that Jesus completed outside of us. This second righteousness is never perfect on earth because our sinful flesh clings to us and spoils and taints everything in us. Yet, it is a wonderful result of that first righteousness. The fact that we repent of our sins and can observe a season of repentance is a result of seeing God's forgiveness on the cross. When Zacchaeus had seen the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, he determined to repay all that he had stolen with interest. He repented of what he had done. It was like that rain on the sidewalk. The sidewalk did nothing to bring it, but it couldn't help but be wet. And Zacchaeus couldn't help himself either. He had to respond. Now, none of us will repent as we ought to during this season because of our sinful flesh. Our response will lack something. We know that. But God's righteousness in Christ outside of us lacks nothing. It is finished, and eternal life is ours. Oh, we could try to improve on our repentance by going out and doing certain things. We could pour water on the sidewalk, but that would not make it rain. There is a better way. Let God be God. He invites Himself to our lives through the scriptures that we gather to hear. He invites Himself, and He gives Himself, and His mercy falls like rain to soften our stony hearts and cause much fruit to burst forth. We may not see all these fruits, this second kind of righteousness, but we don't need to. We will have plenty of wonderful things to see because we will be looking to Jesus and rejoicing to pray, "Come, Lord Jesus, be my guest, and let the life you gave be blessed." And the prayer is already a fruit of looking to Him. Amen. So shall it be. Amen. Hymn 692. 692.